To the Lord. Ascribe to the Lord. Worship
the Lord,
all
splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is ruling high in the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord raises the cedars. The Lord raises the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon spirit.
Of course. one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remains is the one who baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. The next day John again was standing with two disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, what are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher. Where are you staying? And he said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated, anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which is translated, Peter. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Maybe seated. Apparently my microphone's not working.
Yeah.
Oh, it is now?
Yeah, we can
hear you. Never mind then. We've got issues with the microphone. But I'd like to invite now any of our children to come forward who would like to join me for a children's message on the stairs. We got two. We got two more back there.
Of these little crosses already.
I just had to buy our third box of house and elf.
Yeah. And every time we do this, we're doing something really important. We're letting people outside of here, outside of these walls, know that God loves them. And that's what we're supposed to do. See, we come here to church and we hear stories and we get cool things at Children's Message, and maybe we sing some songs with Mrs. Carlson. And then we leave here. And does it mean we're done talking about God when we leave the church? No. Because we can be God's messengers and share with people who need to hear it. Who's somebody who you think you could give this cross to? Who's somebody in your life who you think needs to hear that God loves them?
Olivia?
Sure, I love that. What about you, Ruby? You don't know, maybe Mom can help you think of one today. And tell me when you leave church, okay? Somebody needs to be told, okay? And since your brother's so little, maybe you can help him think of someone too, okay? Well, thank you so much for helping me share the message that God loves people. You can head back here.
I have one outside, but only that has a boy.
Oh, okay, good. Well, this one you can give away to somebody who needs to know God loves them. Thank you, you can head back here.
Please pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, we know that you call us to be the ones who bear your good news to the world. We pray that when we're scared or uncertain, that you would give us the words to speak and the hands to serve. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
So I've heard it said before that a life of faith in Christ is a very easy thing to do, an incredibly hard thing to live out. I think that's very true. See, we have faith in Jesus, it's very easy. We don't have to work for God's love. It's given to us freely. But then to live that out is a hard thing to do. People mess it up. We mess it up all the time. I think about this story today in our gospel lesson of Jesus coming to his first disciples, and he gives them a very simple command. He says, come and see. Come and see. That's what Jesus wants of his early disciples, and that's what he wants of us. Come and see. To follow us. You see, the good news for you and for me is that even Jesus didn't bat 1,000. Even Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior on high, had people who didn't want to listen to him. We can think of that verse from our gospel that said even Jesus had people ask, what good can come out of Nazareth? They didn't even want to hear what he had to say. They just assumed because of where he was from and who he was. Clearly, this man didn't have anything good to say. And I think that's comforting, that when we feel like we aren't up to the task of being disciples or evangelists, it's a reminder that it won't always go our way. You will not always be successful. But I think it's a good reminder to have a little compassion for ourselves. Because you're not alone in this. You're not alone in feeling inadequate or feeling fearful. And I think that we, and myself included, are sometimes fearful of sharing about Jesus, because what if people don't receive the life-giving news the same way that I have? Or they might have a preconceived notion of what it means to be one of those people, the kind who are inviting me to church and Bible studies, one of those people passing crosses out to me while I'm in line at the grocery store. Come on. But we are called to be people who share that good news We're not stingy. We don't keep it to ourselves. I think as Christians, we shy away from evangelism because that word has come to mean something more than that original biblical meaning, to be the bearers of good news. To be an evangelical means to bear the good news of Jesus Christ. Everything else associated with that word is just window dressing. To be an evangelist is to follow in the footsteps of John and of the other disciples, to come and see, and to invite others to come and see. It's been fun over the past few years dealing with these small metal crosses to hear the stories of people who would have never called themselves an evangelist. I've been a Lutheran for 75 years, but don't ever call me an evangelist. However, having this small thing in their pocket, in their purse, in their wallet, has given people a mission to say, well, I was at the bank, and I made a transaction, and the teller smiled at me, and so I gathered up all the courage I had, and I pulled the little cross out of my pocket, and I said, have a good day, and then walked away. As if we had just, I don't know, we like performed open heart surgery. But it's a fearful thing for a lot of us, isn't it? Because what if people reject us? And the truth is, they might. I've also heard some stories of people who were in line at the grocery store, and as somebody was checking out, they said, oh, here, have this. They said, no, 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 I don't want that. You see, part of being an evangelist is knowing that sometimes we're going to fail. Jesus' whole life is centered on inviting people into the presence of God, those who neither expect it nor deserve such an invitation. And he expects us to do the same. He expects us to stop counting our cost or benefits or rewards of our actions, and not to live from a place of fear and scarcity, but to live from a place of abundance and blessing. We are called not to be successful, but we are called to be faithful. We are not called to be successful, we are called to be faithful. Which means that we tell one another about God's good graces. We tell those people we haven't met, and when met with resistance, we keep on doing it. Come and see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And when we feel inadequate, have mercy on us. Evangelism means to be bringers of the good news out into the world. Because we don't bring people to Christ. That is the work done by the Holy Spirit. Our job is to bring the good news of what God has done for us out into the world and trust that God will work in his time to make all things new. And that's really hard because often we want things done in my time, right now. You really expect me to wait, God? Yeah. Come and see. You see, sometimes the people we share with, they'll hear the good news. Sometimes they will see the works that you are doing in God's name. Sometimes they will want to know where you worship and pray and where it is that you get this attitude and this presence that you carry with you. Sometimes they will want to come into communion with the Lord in this place or in prayer. And sometimes they won't. But I think we, as evangelical Lutheran Christians in America, we need to reclaim what it means to be evangelical, concerning ourselves less with how many people we convert and how many members we get, but rather focusing on remaining faithful to the one who commands his disciples with that simple task that we are called to go out into the world and tell people, come and see. Come and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy alone endures forever. Amen.
Amen.